You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
I was doing the iCarly.
Another Tuesday. Another Tuesday back at Views Podcast. Man, how the heck are you, man?
I'm good, man. Just a slow week, I would say. Right. Definitely a slow week.
It's so slow.
I feel like usually we're like, oh, damn, it flew by. We're already back here. But no, I'm like, damn. It doesn't even feel like it's Tuesday.
No, it doesn't. Man.
It's Monday 2.0.
We're just talking about the weather. Oh, my God. And it's that time of year for me where my roof is kind of jacked up. It has like a few like tiny holes in it where squirrels are just big enough to fit in there. And it happens the same time every year. And
you we're got like some new roommates.
Yeah. Because we're always like, well, it was just a fluke that they got in this time. And then, you know, 3 years in a row and it's whatever. So I'm in my kitchen and then like because the attic, like the kitchen's here and then you go like down the stairs. But the attic door is right there. So I'm cooking. It was like I'm making eggs or something. And I hear like something just like coming down the stairs. It was like, boom, boom. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Somebody's in the house. I'm in my boxers. I got to do something fast. So I like bang on the attic door and I just hear like, it was like five of them just like scurry back up the stairs. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
still up there though.
Hey, I mean, you're doing them a favor.
I got to get up there though. Oh my God.
They appreciate you so much.
They do. You should just like once in a while just throw some like bread or like some peanuts up there.
I would not encourage that.
Nah,
they're going to get comfortable. Hey, come back home. They'll be on the couch and shit.
Fuck it.
Like, what's up, bro?
That'd be cool though. Imagine coming home and you just see a squirrel chilling there like, what up, man?
My cousin, like some squirrels got into her chimney and she came home and she left the TV on or whatever because she was going to the store. She comes back and the squirrel is just on the couch chilling. Didn't move when she came in the door or nothing. It was just
I live here now.
This is my shit. Watching Netflix.
Well, that's the beauty of being an animal, wild animal. You don't give a fuck
at all.
You don't have to. Yeah, you don't. Because people
are
scared of you.
Savages too, though.
Isn't today Squirrel Day or Squirrel Appreciation Day?
Is it?
I think
that
so.
Would be actually really funny if it was.
That's hilarious. I think it is.
I don't know. Are you gonna get him a card on your way home?
Right. Thanks for everything you do.
Thanks for just fucking with my shit. If you're not chewing any electrical wiring, that'd be great.
How important are squirrels though? Did you see that documentary?
The squirrels down here are so fat.
They're giant.
They're trash squirrels.
They eat everything.
Mm-hmm. How do they get into anything anyway?
There's a thing. It's like there's like the rich neighborhood squirrels, which are like pets. Like those are pets, you know, like people like,
they're
you know, they run up
people.
To you, they, you know, you can give them some shit and they're in your hand.
Yeah.
But then you got the hood squirrels. Yeah, the hood squirrels that don't give a fuck. They're like, bro, you're staying here, I'm staying here.
I got my dad this really cool squirrel feeder for Christmas one year. It looks like a horse head and you put the food inside like the nostril, like the snout of the horse. Mm-hmm. So it sticks its head and it looks like a squirrel's wearing a horse head. It's honestly hilarious.
Well, see, my thing is like, you know, with like the squirrel feeders and stuff, how do you know the squirrels actually got it? Like, what if it was something else and you were just
the birds eat that shit?
And
so
squirrels
my dad sets up bird feeders and the birds get the top part and then he hangs like suitcase stuff on the sides and then the squirrels usually get whatever's on the ground unless they figured out how to climb to the top.
Right.
So squirrels will also eat your bird seed.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I've seen videos. You follow that page. What is it called on Instagram? Nature is Metal.
Yeah, dude. My brother was just telling me about that.
I was just watching a squirrel eat a rabbit. A whole fucking rabbit.
I did not see that one.
What?
I didn't know they eat meat.
I think it's like certain conditions. They get really hungry, they'll eat like anything.
What are the memes that they used to do where it'd be like gangster animals? Like it'd be an animal like a raccoon would come and steal some, and all of a sudden it'd like pause
like
and it's
sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Yeah, the thug life, the sunglasses with the joint coming out of their mouth and plays like some form of a rap song. Yeah. God, I loved those videos.
Those are
this
classic.
Is my favorite.
Yeah. The best.
Yeah, there was one with a well, they did it with people too, like older women, like grandmas and stuff that. They'd say something, do the thug life. It was funny in its time. Yeah. But no, dude, I don't know. Squirrels are interesting creatures. They really are. Cause it's like, you ever drive down the street and one runs in the road, but then decides to do like a backtrack 3-4 times before it gets out.
I just don't know which way I want to die today.
Exactly. And it's like, dude, and you're stopping and then you're going and you got to slam again because it's fucking running back and shit. And then you're just like, all right, bro. And then it runs away and it's probably like, ah, fuck.
I do not slow down.
I just drive and I consider it natural selection.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I wish I could, but then something's in me like, ah, no, it's a form of life.
I will tell you, I have never stopped intentionally for a squirrel, but I've never ran over a squirrel before. So if that makes you feel better about your life.
Well, maybe that's a
this year. Whoa, Rambo, calm down.
Right. I see him. No, but maybe that's
I feel like
what
you hunt them
up.
Down on purpose now.
I don't know.
Scared.
Maybe. No, it was. My mom did hit a squirrel 1 year, and then it was like under the car, and it was like stuck like underneath the car or whatever, and then my neighbor was like, something's like dragging under your car.
Just a fucking squirrel. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, so every time I think of a squirrel, I think, you ever seen the movie Open Hedge?
Over the hedge
with the squirrel that goes into like hyper mode.
Hammy.
Steve Carell played him.
Yeah, Hammy.
It's got the turtle that comes out of the shell, which is not physically possible.
Vern.
But, you know.
Vern. The fucking
Vern.
I didn't like that turtle.
I hate him
so much. I didn't like him.
The snitch. Overdramatic dad possum.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, he was kind of clutch though. You know, shit happened. Play dead. He get out the situation. See, that's the thing. It's crazy. Animals, no matter what, people say animals don't have feelings or animals don't have. But how do they know when shit's about to hit the fan?
Yeah.
How do they know how to like protect themselves? Or how do they know like, okay, this one I can get, but this one I, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like they know animals aren't
they know
dumb.
What's up.
You know,
yeah.
It's like. Just like they look at us and be like, what the fuck is this big ass thing walking around on 2 feet? You know, it's like
in my territory.
Yeah, you know,
who do you think you are? Do you got any snacks?
Right, exactly. And then they're looking at us while we're eating our good ass human food and they got to eat this same shit.
But they
every
say
day.
It's only certain animals like dolphins and whales only have emotions. I'm like, what?
Nah. But see, how do they know?
Yeah.
No one's been a dolphin. No one's been a whale.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Can you speak fish? Right. You just know.
Exactly. No one knows, you know, like imagine just being a fish. You're living your everyday life in a fucking hook just scoops your shit up.
You're like, oh, this fish looks good, and then it's got a fucking hook on it.
Like a little fucking worm and shit. You're like, damn, about to eat my meal for the day, and now you're about to be someone else's meal. It's fucked up how it happens.
It is
because,
pretty fucked up.
You know what? And I'm not this type of person, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, imagine, put yourself in the animal shoes. I'm not that type of person. But
I don't know, Chase.
Be real. Like, be realistic, though. Like, imagine... You're just sitting there. Imagine we're walking in a Walmart or something, or Myers, and out of nowhere, boom, a fucking animal shoots us. Like, bro, that would be insane. Like, you wouldn't know what to do, you know?
I feel like so that was like, a bit from Family.
I mean,
I can see it happening.
Yeah, I could see it happening for sure. I think it did happen.
That's funny.
But yeah, man, it's like, animals are interesting.
Interesting.
Very
bro.
Interesting.
But yeah, we fuck with them all the time, of course. Like, I used to want to be like a SeaWorld trainer, like for orcas or whatever. And I watched that documentary, what's it called? Blackfish.
Yeah.
You seen that one?
No.
Change your mind, didn't you?
Fuck up.
I
oh
didn't
my
watch
God.
That.
So, they like take them like, from their homes when they're like 3, 2 and stuff like that. And then they're just in these big ass pens. And then the one whale, did you end up watching it, Kate?
No.
Okay. This one whale, his name is like Tilikum or something. He has like, he's the dad of like everything because he's been there the longest and shit. They took him when he was like 1 or 2. I was like, damn, can you imagine just in a small ass tank? You're like a fucking 3-ton fucking
a gigantic creature
in a small kiddie pool. You're like, that's messed up.
Yeah, that's why when I was little, obviously every kid likes to go see animals at the zoo and
of course,
shit. But as I got older, like I remember the last time I went was a couple years ago, and I had the worst time of my life because I was just looking. I was watching this one animal, like literally. Ran in the same course the whole time. He just didn't stop. Just kept going. I'm like, bro, he's got to be bored after a while. You know, you see the lions passed out. You got bears who don't even want to fucking play with each other. It's like, dude, these guys, they all look so depressed. Like, they don't even want to roar no more. Nah. You know, they want to leave. And then they get pissed off when a fucking... someone decides to climb over the cage. And they're like, oh, why did the animal do that? We never seen this happen. Because
fuck
it's
that.
A wild animal.
That's like okay, you're a kid, you're in like fifth grade or something, boring as hell class, and then a food fight starts. You're not going to jump in?
Yeah, right. You're 100% going
to
jump in.
We got action now.
That was like, I think everyone wanted a food fight to happen. Oh, you just didn't want to start
it. I started like three of them bitches.
Really? I never started one because if you start that bitch, it's over.
No, it was perfect timing though, the first one I started. So, it was basically like, it was a storm or something outside, and lights kept flickering all day throughout the school. And then we got in the lunchroom, and then it like went dark for like 3 seconds, and then came back on. I was like, all right, watch this shit. Next time it goes out, watch this. So I had the milk at the ready. As soon as it went black, launched that bitch across the room as hard as I could.
Yeah.
And the lights turned on. Somebody's like, what the fuck? And everybody just started throwing food. Oh my God. Of course, I was under the table. I'm like, I'm not getting hit with nothing.
Bro, see, that's something I never got to experience, would be awesome.
Food fights?
I feel like food fights aren't as common as like TV.
Movies portray them.
Oh my God.
I will say, we did have one day when I was in high school where we had like, a fire alarm went off every 15, 20 minutes.
Nice.
And most of them were there was an issue with our system. Mm-hmm. And then also a couple kids decided to get themselves involved and like, you know what? It's already going off anyway. This is the time to get away with it.
Yeah.
Popped it with a ruler.
Because don't they have like the ink? Doesn't like the ink spray at you if you when you pull it?
Yeah. So what my friend did is only two were pulled on purpose, and it was by the same kid. I know who it was, but he grabbed like a yardstick and stood off to the side and he had a hoodie on and just ditched the hoodie when he was done. I was like, okay. I mean,
smart. Savage. There's definitely ways to get away with it.
Smart. Yeah. Concerning.
Yeah.
Smart.
Right.
There's always those kids, but there was one kid I remember. I went to the bathroom. It was like English class or something. Goes to the bathroom. Bathroom's trash, and this one kid's just standing there like, wonder who did this? And he's just standing there, and the soap everywhere, it's like writing on the wall. I'm like, yeah, man, that's fucked up. What monster would do this? So I leave the bathroom, and I'm like, I know this fucker did it. I waited like 10 seconds. I go in there, this motherfucker's pumping soap, and then he turns around. He has two full wads of soap in his hand. He just looks at me. He's like, you're not going to tell on me, are you? Nah, bro.
That's funny shit, bro. Oh man, but the bathroom was like the place where you could get away with shit.
Anything,
you know,
bro.
Like you check the corners, no one's there, then you fucking do it. You know, that was the move.
Were you there? I'm trying to think what year it was. High school. The schools are just like fights will be like every day in the bathroom. Crazy stuff. It got like bad.
Which school? Cousin?
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't remember that. Man. I mean, my brother got into fights when I was really young. Like he fought every day, so I saw that, but I never really seen that many school fights.
No, I seen.
I feel like people were too scared.
I don't know.
In our area,
I think it was. I don't know when they started doing it, but definitely my generation, they started like fining people. Some fights, like it was like actual tickets, like you would get like charges and stuff like that. If somebody was like, okay, let's say you're 18, the other student was 17, you get like charged.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I remember my friend was about to get charged for that because some girl had threw like a drink at her in the hallway and she beat the girl's ass. She was about to get charged for it, but they seen videos of the girl throwing shit at her.
That's good.
Obviously,
that was justified ass whooping.
Ass whooping. Yeah, don't fucking throw.
Don't throw shit.
I remember
justifiable ass whooping.
Now girls, I will say when they fight, I mean I think girl fights are super entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know about anyone else, but I think they're very entertaining.
They're pretty interesting,
and they're like they're just so funny. Like I'm not saying the fight itself, like the anticipation leading up to the fight.
Is
they're all you're a bitch. No, you're a bitch. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
The word bitch has to be said at least eight times for a girl to have a fight.
While they're
fighting, so true.
Right.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, and then
and someone will pull someone's hair.
Hair
is terrible.
And
why is that your method?
It's funny though because I know like if I pull my hair, that shit hurts. But I know for a girl, all that hair just to fucking rip it. So there was one time I was like in sixth grade and these two girls were arguing and she had decided to throw her drink at her, but she didn't throw it. She kind of like did one
just
of those.
Just a splash.
But it did like a rainbow over her and didn't touch her at all. And the girl was like, what the fuck?
Dumbass.
And out of nowhere. Boom, stuck her ass. I was like, shit. They started fighting, pulling hair, and I'm like, oh, shit. And I still see the girl today who got her ass beat, and I'm like, remember that girl whooped
your
ass?
It's so entertaining, though.
Do you remember? Because I remember.
You ever see a girl with, like, a pixie cut, like the short hair fight?
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever, because you can't pull her shit at all. No.
Well, see, that's, I think, you know, especially, like, I mean, I don't know about white girls, but I know some, you know, a lot of black girls wear weave, you know? Yeah, so it's like, take that shit out. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to worry about getting your shit pulled. Take it out. And a lot of black girls, like, they actually can, like, fight. You know, like, they've been fighting their brother's friends their whole lives, you
My
know?
My sister
it's
can
like,
throw them bitches and she hurt.
There's a lot. I know.
She's 16.
I know some girls that probably beat my ass. Like, I can't even lie, you know? Like, but I can admit that, you know? It's like, but they're also 6'4", 6'5", monsters. Yeah. So it doesn't really help.
I'm
5'7". Yeah, right? Over here playing basketball with Jordan and shit.
Damn.
No, but. Yeah, did you get into a lot of fights when you were younger?
No, I got into one, but it wasn't, not really, no fights.
You didn't get any fights, Kate?
I can see her.
I can see
not
you
physically.
I can see, yeah, I can see someone saying some shit, and Kate's just like, fuck
snap.
Yeah,
I will very admit my anger issues have calmed down like slightly over the years, but in high school, let me tell you, I was amped up. There was no self-control. No, I got in some fights, not physically on school grounds, a lot of verbal ones, but yeah, I you know, yeah,
verbal fights are always fun to me.
I think they're so stupid.
I think they're fun because it's like I know myself to where I can keep going without even getting mad enough to fight you.
Yeah.
It's all about, if this dude's going to get mad enough to fight me, then we can, but I can keep going. You know
forever.
What I'm saying? Like, I can piss you off. I can say the shit that makes you so mad, but I won't even get mad to where I want to fight you. You know,
no,
some people just get so butthurt.
So angry.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. People do get so mad. There was this, I remember it was my senior year. Yeah, one of my friends, Lloyd, just started randomly barking like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this other girl, and she's always been like just this huge bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she turned around, looked at me, and decided I must have been barking, and just went off on me, started yelling, trying to get in my face, calling me bitch, and just all sorts of stuff. And I just stood there, and I just stared at her. And she's just going, she's like huffing and puffing, her face is red, she's getting sweaty. I'm like, are you done yet?
Right.
Like, you're gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah.
This is body slam.
And meanwhile, my friend Lloyd is just standing there laughing his ass off, waits till she's completely done having like this major meltdown and just goes, it was me. And I'm like, you're just gonna let her sit there and just yell at me the whole time?
You should just bark one more time.
Right. You should. She's doing it.
Honestly, I barked at her every day I saw her after that.
That's funny shit.
It's like the least I can do after that. She literally went insane. I'm like, if she hits me, like, I'll kill her. It's fine. But like, I'm not going to respond to this.
Part of me, it's like, there were days in school where I was going and there was that kid who was just super loud, or I was just wanted to say, shut the fuck up for once, you know? But
that
at the same time, you know, it's like, I never got mad at someone else for doing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I going to get mad for something you're doing? You know, like, I'm chilling. I'm sleeping in class.
Yeah.
I mean, FYI, I was not a school kid. Sleeping in class, skipping class. I was not worried about the next guy who's fucking making noises and shit. Like, I could care less.
No, but then I was that kid who was always in somebody else's classroom. So they're taking attendance. I'm sitting down. He's like, are you new? Nah, I was like, nah.
Yeah,
the West Wing, bro. Yes. And then this one kid would always get mad at me. He'd be like, what the fuck are you doing in here, bro?
Right.
Like, go to your class.
There was this one kid in my friend's class that would always piss me off to the point where I would just get up and walk out. My teacher would be like, you can't just get up and leave whenever you want to. And I'm like, I don't think you'd like the repercussions if I stayed, so you're welcome.
that
I had a mouth on me, though. I was bad.
I was definitely that same way. I used to just get up and leave before I got mad because I had terrible anger issues. And when, especially teachers, too. Teachers would piss me off.
Oh,
I feel like they would disrespect me in a type of way. I would get up and leave, and then they would make it like, oh, go to the principal's office. You left the class.
Yeah.
And I have to sit there and tell these people, no. I'm biting my tongue while this person's talking to me.
But
this
that's how you get
way.
Cool with the principal, though.
I had three teachers that I would get in consistent verbal arguments with, and it was over stupid shit. And it got to the point where my desk was located outside the classroom for multiple classes.
Right.
Well, my defense, my English teacher was the worst person in the whole entire world. First
it's
off, you
English
often
teacher.
See him
always.
Jogging around town in short shorts. terrifying to see.
Oh, God.
Second of all, he got way too into things. We had to read this book called Angela's Ashes. Mm-hmm. I finished the book in my own time within a week. He wanted to read the book out loud to us. It took him the whole week to get through the first chapter. And this man walked in first day, and it starts out, the book starts out with infant's version mm-hmm. of being given birth to, like,
okay.
So, and he starts acting it out, and then mm-hmm. he's doing these horrible accents. He's doing like, wah, wah, and like, it was so freaking annoying. I could like not
right?
physically stand to sit through it. So finally I said something. He goes, well, at this rate, we're just never going to get done with this book. And I'm like, I already finished it. It's you.
Yeah.
It's you. Right. You're the problem.
Yeah.
And like, he gets so mad at argue with stuff. And then I turn out to be right. I had an A+, and my desk was located outside the room for 90% of the year. So that's like, funny. It wasn't the problem. It's him, I swear.
I think kids need to come together and just, because no matter, you would think after all this time of kids saying, no, it's not me, it's the teacher, someone to fucking take it and be like, okay, maybe it is the teacher, you know? But it's like, but they never do. The principals never give a fuck.
I had a teacher that, everybody has a teacher that they don't like you, like that you talk at all.
Yeah.
Like silence.
Yeah.
So I was in the class with my one friend. Can't even think of his name now. Anyway, obviously not my friend, but
I had a great friend.
This guy I know. Me and him were talking, and then she was like, I said, be quiet. So we stopped talking. And then I think he like coughed or like sneezed or something. I guess she thought he was laughing. She's like, all right, get out. And he was like, she's like, get out and do your work out there. And he's like, okay. So he starts bringing his desk out there. And she's like, no, sit on the floor. And you know, the school's disgusting, dirty.
Fuck that.
He's like, no, I'm not going to sit on the floor. You sit on the floor. And then she's like, go to the principal's
office. Yeah. That's their only fucking thing is go to the office. I'm going to call your dad. When the teachers told me they're going to call my dad, I said, do it. Every time I was like, do it. I give you permission. Call him right now.
I said, it's 586. You ready?
Because my dad, I remember the first time they did that, my fourth grade math teacher, biggest bitch in the world till this day. Don't give a fuck about her, right? I'm sorry about it, but I don't. I won't name names. But,
sorry about it, but I don't.
But like, dude, there was one time I wasn't, because this is what I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand if you weren't doing your work and you were being disruptive.
Yeah.
I was a kid who just slept or stayed quiet mm-hmm. and just maybe doodled on my paper.
Yeah.
You know, like I was never a problem to mm-hmm. where they needed to call my parents.
Yeah.
But this bitch decided to fucking call my parents. So she calls my dad and she's like, do you want me to call your dad? Sure, why not? He answers the phone. She goes, your son is, he's sleeping in class. He's mm-hmm. doodling on his paper and he's being really disruptive. And my dad goes, okay, why are you calling me? And I remember this because it was on, like, she put it on speaker for both of us to hear.
That's
and then she took it off speaker. And I don't know what my dad said at that point, but she was just like, okay, you can go sit down. And I was like, let's go.
He shut that shit down.
You know, I was like, let's go. My dad had my back.
I can see myself being that parent. Like, why are you calling me?
What are you calling me for? This fourth grade math test. Like, what the fuck?
At that point, you're the teacher. Teach him to enjoy school. But that's the thing. Teachers make school. Like, I love science, but most of my science teachers made science super boring.
Super boring.
Super boring. So I will shout out Mr. Swartz. He's kind of fun.
I think my worst experiences were mostly my math teachers.
Yeah.
Because my math teachers had taught my uncles, my dad, well, just one of my uncles. One of my uncles, my dad, my cousins, and then me. First day, freshman year, first class was a math class. And this teacher has anger issues, all right? Doesn't even like address me, nothing. Just looks through the class list, doesn't even start taking roll. Where's the Mondu? And I'm like, you know, like, God damn it. And I'm like, I'm here because like, I can't just lie about my name the whole year.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I'm watching you. Move over there. And just instantly moved me like away. And I'm like, I don't even have a chance to fuck up on my own. Yeah. I will, but like, you can let me have a chance. And then I had this other math teacher where he had a lazy eye. So not his fault.
Right.
I don't mean to like offend people that have any issues, but he never bothered to learn a single person's name. So if he was in class and he was talking to you and addressing you, he would never say your name.
He would just start.
But he would look away from you and look at you with the lazier eye. And then he would start talking to you and yell at you. And if you didn't respond to him, he would get more and more mad. But, like, how am I supposed to know?
You're talking to me, bro.
Like, you won't say my name.
Bro, if you
won't, like.
If you can't meet my gaze, dog, you got to call me my name.
If we can't do these right here, if we can't
like, can
eyes.
You just use your other eye? And, yeah. like, if you physically looked at me, I would know. But yeah. you're not. Mm-hmm. So, like, and.
That's yeah. like some scary,
he ended up making me a cubby out of cardboard boxes away from the class.
Oh my god,
that's it was bad.
Lazy eyes are always the worst to deal with.
I can't,
because like you don't want to be the asshole to be like, "Are you talking to me?"
Yeah,
you know? It's like, because then they're like, "Yeah, I'm talking to you. What do you mean? There's no one else." I'm like, "Well, you're kind of looking over here, so I don't know."
Well, I feel like most people with a lazy eye will still address you face forward. They just might have one
just
eye.
One of them will just...
He was the opposite. He wanted to use the one that was like doing its own thing.
So he'd give you one of these.
So he'd be like, okay, say I want to look at Dev. He'd be like this.
Right.
How am I supposed to know? Because it looks like I'm talking to you, but no, I'm talking to Dev right now.
Right.
That's a strong eye.
That's the strong.
Take my strong eye.
Strong hand. Yeah.
I just watched that scary movie not that long ago.
That's the best one. Number two.
It dude, really is.
Okay, to me, I watched the first one the other day, mm-hmm. and that shit is funny when Smokey's being interviewed. Is that his name, Smokey? Or no.
Smokey the Bear?
No, Marlon Wayans. What's
character.
His character's name?
I forget.
Something like it starts with
Shorty.
An S. Shorty. 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 That's his name. Smokey's from Friday. What am I talking about? Shorty. Bro, that there's a scene, I won't say it because it's a little inappropriate, like too inappropriate, but I'll show you after. But those movies are they're so funny, but they're so easy because like they had a plot already. They were just like, let's make jokes of it, you know? I don't know. Those shits were funny.
That so. And what is it called? Haunted House with him in it.
Yeah,
that shit is
Marlon
funny.
Wayans,
as hell.
He's funny.
He's
man.
So funny.
He's a funny guy. He's in a lot of movies. I didn't like movies that I didn't really know.
He's in some serious roles too, and it was pretty good. I was like, okay,
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, man, it's so fucked up. Oh fuck, teacher. I mean, no, I'm joking. I love teachers. Honestly, good teachers are like. I mean, they're so important to kids' lives, you know? Like, there's a couple teachers that I will always remember, and I'll even give back to when I'm older and I'm able to.
I still talk to two of my teachers, not super consistently, but I'll check in and I'm like, hey, how's the kids doing? How's that going?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, some teachers, they can fuck off. They can do something else, man.
Because it's like, why would you pick a job that you're dealing with kids every day,
and
kids who are
kids.
Going through different emotions, girls who are going through, they're starting their periods, which I don't know what it's like, but I'm pretty sure it's, for girls, it's like a fucked up part in their life.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to deal with when it first happens.
I would imagine.
So it's like, I remember this one guy, he gave you one bathroom pass a semester. One.
A semester?
A semester.
I think I know who you're fucking talking
it was
about.
This was at Sterling.
Oh, it was and a dude at Cousin. I like that.
He told you. He was like, you can use it once, and if you try to go again and I say no and you just go anyway, he was like, you can be Mr. Tough Guy all you want. Like, tough guy? There was, I peed. Okay, so we had lunch. Okay, it was lunch and then his class.
Yeah.
So, obviously, after lunch, you don't got to piss right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might take a little bit.
Yeah.
So I would go to his class the first day, literally the first day I used my pass because I had to pee. And he was like, all right, you know you're using it your first day, right? And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Thinking he's on some bullshit. Next day comes, I got to pee again. I'm like, can I go? He's like, no. And I'm like, well, I got to pee, so I'm going to go. He's like, okay, he's like Tony Tough Guy or something. I'm like, okay, you're a fucking goober. So I leave, I come back, same shit, calls my dad, and my dad's like, he had to pee. What are you talking about?
What's
you know,
your
what
problem?
Are you talking? Like, what is going through teachers' minds?
At
what is their game plan?
Go to the extreme as some of my fellow ex-students. I had one kid who I remember I was there for one of them. He walked into class. Late, by the way, waited 5 minutes and then asked to go to the bathroom because he had to pee. Teacher told him no, pissed his pants. Same kid, like maybe 1 or 2 years later, decided, all right, and went in the corner and pissed in a trash can.
Damn.
And then another kid a couple years later, also in my grade, also pissed in a trash can because the teachers wouldn't let him go.
Well, you can't be mad at it, though. Like, what are you, what is so important that this kid can't go piss? Like, I understand most teachers are like, he's not going to the bathroom, he's going to hang out with his friends in the hallway.
No, but instead of pissing in a trash can or peeing my pants, I'd rather just get up and walk out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'll but deal with the repercussions
I
after.
I see the peeing in the garbage can, though.
Yeah.
Because they're basically saying, like, all right, well, this is what you fucking wanted. There's nowhere else I can go but here. And then they're like, oh, you're peeing in my classroom or whatever that is, sexual harassment or whatever the fuck they
call
it.
They're like, hey, it didn't have to be like this.
Yeah, I had people like that. I asked her three times. I was like, can I go to the bathroom? She's like, no. I was like, I have to go really bad. Can I go to the bathroom? She's like, no, sit back down. I'm like, this is the last time I'm going to ask you. Can I go to the bathroom? She's like, what do you mean it's the last time? I said, this is the last time I'm going to fucking ask you.
Yeah, right.
Can I go to the bathroom? She's like, no. I was like, okay, cool. So I grabbed my shit, put it in my bag, and I just got up and went to the bathroom. And then I walked out. I'm at the waterfront because the bathroom was like right down her from the classroom. I slammed the door as hard as I could as I walked out too.
Got to.
And she comes up and she's like 5 foot fucking. She wasn't even 5 feet, bro. It was the funniest thing ever. So she gets in my face. She's like, who do you think you are? I'm calling your mom. I was like, okay, you ready for a number? It's 586.
Right.
I was
like, you ready? Yeah.
So we got into it. And then my mom's just like, he had to go to the bathroom. It's not.
You ever think about like what you would do if you've seen some of these teachers in public? Like, I'm not saying I would harm them anyway. Like, I wouldn't try to fight them. But I would try to make them look as dumb as possible. Like, you know, like, they see you, and, like, they say, oh, hey, I remember you. And you go, who the fuck are you, you weirdo? Get away from me. You know, like, that's the shit I want to do to these teachers.
I did something bad once.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us about it.
Okay. I don't think you guys know anyone I know, so I think it's okay.
Yeah, we don't.
A friend of mine worked for the local meat market.
Oh shit. To my Craig.
And
no.
We may have filled up a trash bag with all the days thrown out like produce and meats.
Oh.
And we may have in the middle of the night sliced a little hole open and dragged it across the front yard.
That's some
that's gross.
I'm sorry. But in my defense, he gave like 12 of us detention in one day for no reason. He was just real angry. So we got angry and we did some things we maybe shouldn't have.
This was at his house? Their house?
I'm from a small town. Okay. His cabin. Know where everyone lives.
I was going to say, yeah, that's very true.
No, that was after, let's just say it was a really rough week of him just pissing everyone off and quite a few people band together and decided revenge was necessary.
Yeah. Did you get a lot of detentions when you were younger?
Actually, no. I didn't get one.
I got a couple in high school.
You know
I got
what?
So many.
I had an in-school suspension, so get this.
Those are worse. That's the best shit ever.
I'm from a really small town, so we don't have... no person gets individual books. We all share our books, and they're supposed to stay in the classroom.
Yeah.
If you do remove it, you have to return it after like your homeroom or something before the next session starts.
Yeah.
Well, I know the kid that I was sharing my book with, and he was like, oh, I think I took it out. I don't know. Well, the teacher decided that it must have been me.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been Kyle. It was Kyle, by the way, because he said, I think I lost it. Physically to her face. No, she decided it was me who lost it. So her solution that was, she wanted me to take out all the teachers' graduation gowns and their sashes and everything and get them prepped for him. Magically, the day after that was done, she found the book.
Where was it?
No idea, but I had a feeling she had it the whole time.
Dirty.
Because Kyle was like literally convinced. He goes, I think I must have lost it because like I can't find it. She had it the whole fucking time.
I know exactly what
happened.
She had
to have. And then I was so mad. I said some things. She was like, well, you're either going to have to pay $200 for this book. I'm like, for the 30-year-old book? You want $200? I don't think so. First off, I can find it on eBay for like $15.
Right, yeah.
And then, so they made me do that instead. They insisted. Then it became not even an option to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
I had to physically do that and stuff. And then afterwards, the principal goes, well, how about I buy you an ice cream at lunchtime today? And I'm like, do you know where I've spent my lunches and homerooms the last whole week?
Right.
I smell like Febreze permanently. Like, I was mad.
What grade was this?
Ooh, that was my... Was that my senior year? No, I feel like that had to be my junior year.
In-school suspension was always the worst to me. Like, give me anything else. Give me anything else. Because you're just sitting in a room by yourself doing fucking homework. Like, they give you homework. At least that's where I went. They just sat in
the room. They had other people in there. It was like detention, basically. In-school suspension was like detention. And all the cool kids were in there. So I was like...
Oh, man. They separate. They like,
separated. I mean, they us. Separated us kind of, but you know, you're still throwing papers and right, notes yeah. and shit.
But see, fuck
cracking
that.
Up.
Bro, see, I've seen. Yeah, fuck that. I seen a. Jaden Smith was talking about something. He's basically saying, like school, mm-hmm. the school system is kind of like prison for kids.
100%, yeah.
Because if you think about it, we're in there for. We're locked in this building for 8 hours a day. We're told when we eat. Mm-hmm. We have to ask before we have to raise our hand before we say something. Yeah. We can't go outside. We have to look at the windows. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look at these trees. They look nice.
Can
can't
we go
wait
outside
to see them.
Today? Can we get yard time?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's like
at high school, you don't even get yard time.
Right.
Our
exactly.
school didn't even let us leave for lunches. You know,
and it's like, I feel like, man, it's not. People always say, oh, without school, you're gonna be nothing. I really truly don't believe that because there's so many successful people out here that. Said, fuck school, I'm going to go do something and make real money.
I'm glad you said that, because especially the school we went to, I brought this up in class several times, at Butcher or mm-hmm. Flynn, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
If you had to do, like, any extra semesters or whatever, like, how much time you got left? Like, right. It's prison, bro. Yeah. Like, it's literally
exactly.
how much time you got left.
Yeah.
Damn.
And people don't realize. I feel like a lot of people don't realize it. Yeah. But, I mean, it's true.
100%. A lot of people, some people are, I wouldn't say a lot, but... some people are very successful, like billionaire status off of just a barely a high school education.
I mean,
GED.
A lot. I mean, okay, because there's certain things you can go to college for.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what tutors are there for and shit like that. You know, it's like, unless you're high, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, college, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's totally not the way to go. To me, college is a scam.
Yeah.
That's just my
opinion. I think it's depending on what you're doing.
Right, depending on what you're doing. But it's like high school, middle school, that's all bullshit. Like, they're teaching you bullshit. What do I care about these guys from thousands and thousands of years ago? That literally is not going to help me tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't remember one class I took that, I mean, English, but. English is English, you know, every fucking, if you live in America, just like if you live somewhere else, you're going to learn the language.
That
you're
going
to learn how to fucking speak it, write it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, besides that, I've never learned anything that has helped me outside of the real world, like in the real world. I never knew, oh, they taught me to pay my taxes this way. They taught me how to live this way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I never.
They really don't teach.
They don't teach you shit, bro. And then they try to get mad at you when you don't want to pay attention.
I've taken one class, like a personal finance class that, like, broke down, set up, like, credit and stuff like that. Other than that.
See, that's what school should be about. Yeah. School should be about how you get to where you want to be as a person. How do you want
to. How to do, like, mortgages.
In your future.
Shit, like,
exactly.
Loans,
you want to be successful. We're going to show you. This is how you do it.
Obviously, they have some classes like that, but most of those, I feel like, were, like, AP class, like, advanced. College courses or whatever, if you're in high school or something, at least at our school. But
my school ran out of class for me to take my senior year and shipped me to a different school for the last half of my day.
Damn. See, I was always jealous of kids who were like, yeah, man.
That's prison transport right there.
That's prison transport. Yeah, right. It literally was because you had to get special permission to drive yourself, and they'd really only let you do that if, say, you had to leave for a doctor appointment or if you had a sport to get to, like a game that you had to be back early for.
Yeah.
And if not, you were stuck on that bus with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go to the local community college. Mm-hmm. We had to stop off at this daycare because there was like certain programs like childcare and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we had to just stop at like two other schools before we finally got to our location. And then we were the first to get picked up, it felt like. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I can't do that shit.
School, I'm so glad that shit's over with.
I miss it sometimes just because, like, some of the jokes we had in class.
I mean, just the camaraderie.
Yeah.
The camaraderie, just talking with your boys all the time, going to class. That's the one thing I'd be like, fuck, I hope this kid's here today.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would go to CPC, my buddy Lawrence. You remember Lawrence Perditi?
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, at CPC, me and him clowned every day in that class. And when he wasn't there, it was so shitty. When I wasn't there, he was like, damn, dude, today was shitty. You know, it's like
if I went to Mr. J's and you weren't there.
Right. Yeah,
I'd be like,
exactly.
Bro, what is today? What is today even, bro?
I think I sat, like, right in front of you.
We switched our seats a lot.
Yeah,
but, yeah, you sat, like, either next to me or in front of me. We switched our seats a couple times. But, yeah.
I'm not going to say his name, but do you remember the kid with the lazy eye? In Mr. J's class, always got in trouble.
I'm trying to think. I think so.
Yeah. So there was one time we were taking a test, right? And Mr. J, was Mr. J at this school, because Butcher, it was that school that teachers were more to help you. They didn't really, they weren't stern on fucking, you know,
not at all,
you know. But Mr. J was that one teacher, no phones, no sleeping, no head down, no nothing, no nothing. Talking, nothing. And in the middle of a test, this man's turning his whole body around like, hey, what's number five? I'm like, bro, he's right here. You're trying to get me in trouble too. And then he eventually got in trouble. But people were like, I feel like you had to be a special kind of dumb to not succeed at that school, you know, because everything was right there for you.
Yeah, it was, you know? It was pretty easy.
All you had to do was show up. I walked in to the last two classes, Mr. B and Miss Glenn, which was physics and algebra, with a 40% in both classes. Gave them a blank final, not one thing on it but my name. Somehow still passed. Don't know how, but God bless them. God bless them. But I was there every single day. You know, I was there every day. Well, I do know how they passed. They took my binder and just gave me points for like
the stuff,
a number written down. Oh, this is a partial credit, or like I'd have one question done. You know, simple. Yeah. But that's what you got for just being there. You know what I'm saying? And then you got kids like, oh, why am I not graduating? Because you showed up twice the whole
year. Like that fucking kid who was like 25.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro.
See, he had a whole family and shit. Literally. He had a wife, kids. Like, jeez, like, dude, bro, what are you doing?
And that was the guy. I don't know if it was a condition or whatever. He didn't have a lazy eye, but you know what I'm talking about? He had like a slick back. I don't remember his name. A slick back, like Italian or something. Or like,
yeah.
And his eyes were just like, they would just move at like 900 miles per hour, bro. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So either he was coked up every day.
He was something. He was something. But yeah, man, all those kids were grown as hell. It was weird. You know, these people with families.
Yeah, like that one girl come in, like she's like, I need to find a babysitter. I'm like, what?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, with her purse every day, coffee and shit.
Wait, which one?
She was like, she was kind of short. She was like, skinny, blonde, dirty blondish hair.
Oh,
you
know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Do you remember a kid named Salvadin?
Course.
Yeah, you remember Salvador? We had that same. We had Miss Ink together, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so
because it was me, you, fucking.
Do you remember the other girl in that class who had a baby?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, that dude, there was. I don't know if you're there. There was one time, because I don't know. Like me personally, I will never judge a female how they want to look, how they want to present themselves.
Yeah.
That's you. It makes you feel prettier. By all means, do it, you know? But, like, there's some times where I see pretty girls that wear too much makeup, and in my opinion, I just think, like, damn, she doesn't even need makeup. Why is she wearing it?
Yeah.
But this kid walked up to her in the middle of the whole class, wiped her cheek, and just went like this on the piece of paper, and it was just a fat line of makeup, and she just started bawling her eyes out.
Oh, my God.
I was like, bro, you are a savage.
I definitely heard about that. I don't know if I was there that
savage
day. I definitely heard about that shit.
She tried to play it off like she was like, what are you doing? And then next second, just tears. I'm like, wow, you're an asshole.
I think that same girl, I had her in, it was like social studies or whatever it was called. And she handed me like her headphones, like to borrow them. Caked in makeup.
Caked.
I was like, what is this on here? You got dirt on this shit?
You know what's bad? When you can see it like right here.
Oh, man. You know? Smudged. Like right, that line.
The line where the jaw is. Yeah. But see, like, I mean, because there's girls who make millions of dollars on this makeup shit. You know, you go on YouTube, you see girls doing makeup tutorials and shit. I think it's cool. Like, it's definitely, if you can do your makeup right, I think that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's, by all means, 100%. Do it. But I feel like, I don't know, me personally, any girl I ever meet and I start to, like, you know, connect with and maybe we start talking, I will always let them know, like, around me, you don't need to wear this makeup shit. You know what I'm saying?
You
like,
don't have to do that.
Be authentic. Yeah. You know, that's what I like. But some people feel better with it, and I would never, like I said, I'm not going to try to make someone feel bad because they want to look better themselves, you know? But I will say there's going to be a lot of, like, homeless models in the future, because
100%
with this generation they all think.
But also with the makeup tutorials, I feel like, especially, I know you know, working at a bar, like, because I work at a hotel and a bar, it's like six bars in the hotel. Some of these girls look very similar.
With
the makeup thing,
they all look similar because
that's how you get the tips.
They get their lips done, they want to get their ass done, they want to get their boobs done, and then at the end of it they're like, why doesn't no one want me, why is everything so fake? because you're fake. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's, I was talking with my buddies, and this is so true. It's like, there's so many Instagram models, which, don't get me wrong, some of them, with, if they go with their own brand or they're, you know, they got different types of sponsorships, that's cool.
Yeah.
But if your average 20,000 followers, you know, that's not getting you nowhere in life. Mm-hmm. And if that's all you're going to do, there's going to be so many attractive, falling apart women, which I feel bad, but that shit doesn't look good forever. Yeah. Fake, a fake ass and fake boobs does not look good forever. Nah, you know, fake lips, it doesn't, you know? So it's like, what are you going to do when you're older? You know what I'm saying? Like, and, but I mean, it's the move, because there's idiot guys who pay for it.
Yeah. A lot of guys.
A lot of guys.
I would never pay for anything.
Never.
Like that.
Not a dollar.
No.
Have I been tempted? Maybe.
That's another story.
But I never did it.
Conversation. But no. Number one, not to my home. I think I'm too, I wouldn't say too attractive to pay for anything, but I don't think. I just see like certain people who are.
You
certain
feel
guys
like you
who
can
are,
get it without.
Yeah. So I see certain guys who are just very. Very unattractive people. Not that I'm like, you know, I'm straight as an ox, but you can see like, okay, this person isn't the sharpest
sharpest knife in the
the butter knife.
It's the rusted butter knife, not just the clean one. I'm joking. But no, yeah, I definitely.
And then they pull like models and stuff. I'm like, okay. And he's not rich or anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I'm sure I can manage something.
But that's so rare, bro. Oh. So rare to find an ugly dude with a girl.
You'd be surprised, bro. Working at a hotel, I'm like, what is this? What's going on here? We're here for our 5th anniversary. I'm like, what do you do? I'm like, what do you do? He's like, oh, I do this and do that. I'm like, okay, you probably make this amount every year. Okay, so she's not a gold digger.
Because, I mean,
what is it?
And that's a stupid assumption to make that all girls just want guys with money. Don't get me wrong.
A large
amount. Yeah. But at the same time, why? Because back in the day, obviously, it was men go to work, girls do all the, like, you know what I'm saying? That was like the way of living, you know?
For sure.
But it's like, I know personally, even if I was, even as a man, you know, I don't want to go into something with a girl who doesn't have something going for her outside of us, you know? Like,
for sure.
She's got to have her own, she's got to be stable herself, you know? Like,
I'm not about to be one of those dudes that's going out working every day. She's at home.
Blowing it all.
She's going to get, well, number one, blowing it all. And she's going to get bored. Yeah. She's going to start cheating or something.
Yeah, fucking on the mailman or something.
Nah. Greg.
Yeah. No.
It's my house.
And I would lose my mind. So like, I don't even, I couldn't do it. That's why it's so scary to think, like,
I'm thrown off by dating recently. Like, I'm just like,
you don't need it.
Nah, not at all.
It's a waste of time.
I don't know, man.
It's a waste of time right now when you're still trying to figure out what you want to do. You know, it's like, you can't try to help someone else out when you're still helping yourself out. Yeah. You know, it's
so true.
Really,
I took a long break from dating when I was younger.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I'm not.
And now I'm engaged.
Hey. I definitely, eventually, I think want to get married. But
everyone who has purpose, everyone who wants to have a purpose for living later on in life, they want to have a family.
Yeah,
because there's no other way. If you go, you're 40 some years old and you don't have a family at all, you're still living for yourself. You're not living for anyone else. That's, to me, a huge part in.
I think everybody always hears, like, people who have families, like, who have, like, end up having kids, like, oh, it's the best thing that happened to me. I'm like, okay, interesting. That's interesting.
I had no intentions of actually, like, ever getting married. Like, finding a long-term partner was a possibility, but I had no intention of doing, like, the whole, ooh, let's get married. Definitely not doing the whole kids thing, but.
You're not doing the kids thing?
No, we got a dog. Okay. He's a mini horse. We're fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's 10 months and already 65 pounds. Like, we're good. We don't need a kid. He's the size of two.
Some people don't want to have kids, which I'm not saying you have to.
And that's all about, like, finding your niche. Like, necessarily
you
got to
figure out what you want.
Some people aren't meant to be parents.
Yeah, not at all. Oh, Jesus.
There's a lot of people that aren't meant to
not
be parents.
Not at all. But I also know some people who are, like, our age who are, like, this, my friend Michaela, who's an outstanding mom, like, better than some, like, 30-year-olds that I know. I'm like, that's crazy.
Some people are just cut out for that. And other people just aren't. But that's part of, you know, take your time. Don't rush into dating. Like, you have your whole life to find someone. You're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get your shit together first. It goes better.
A lot better. A lot better. But yeah. Kids, though. I'm on the fence about kids now. Just recent people I've been interacting with and stuff like that. I'm like, ah, damn. Damn.
Yeah, man.
People are kind of shitty sometimes.
Yeah,
man.
kind of.
I'm like, damn.
Kind of. People are shitty all the time.
Man.
And you know what? They say what you do, your kids are going to do 10 times worse.
Damn.
Which I don't know if it's true, but if it is, I'm fucked.
My kid's kid is definitely going to end up in jail.
Yeah, right? Jail. For real. Dead. Something. Something's going to happen.
Let me tell you, there was one party. We were in the middle of the woods. We got raided by the cops. I had to hide in a tree for hours. Hours. Just to not get arrested.
Damn. What'd you do?
That's crucial.
Drink a lot in the woods. Like, what'd you do?
Well, see, cops freak out over underage kids drinking and shit. Which,
honestly,
I mean, it makes sense because a lot of kids are dumb as hell.
Well, yeah. We were in a small town. We were bored. There was nothing for us to do. Everything closed at 10. There wasn't like, there's no stores that are open. There's no movie theater. There's literally nothing. So until you get your driver's license, you're stuck and you're bored. And even then, when you get your driver's license, there's only a limited amount of things you can do. So you're also still stuck and bored.
But also, I feel like it kind of gets that out of your system when you're a kid if you start drinking early. Because I feel like going to a club every night gets old fast. So if you get it out of the system when you're young, you'll get older and just kind of like not mature more necessarily. Because you obviously can get stuck just drinking and fucking partying all the time forever.
Oh, yeah. I'm chilling. I got like my drinking and puking phase out of the way when I was young. So now I can just drink and not throw up. It's great.
Yeah. I don't ever throw up I did throw up once because I drank an entire bottle of vodka.
I think
vodka
I figured it out. I think my problem was vodka because that's all we got a hold of in high school because that's, you know, the cheapest thing.
Cheapest one.
So everyone gets you vodka and like I have PTSD from UV blue.
Yeah. I don't fuck with that at all.
I can't even think about it without being like, inside. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, now that I don't drink vodka, I don't throw up anymore.
Yeah, liquor has just never been my go-to. That's why I've always been a smoker. But I got to quit that shit soon.
I don't know.
Fucking expensive-ass habit.
Smoking doesn't really do anything for me.
I quit doing that for a few years, and I don't feel like doing that again.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing.
I have insomnia, though.
I have insomnia.
Only way
like
I sleep.
Motherfucker.
You're going to go through such a hard time when you have to quit. It's terrible.
Oh, I've tried to quit. There was like when I tried to quit, I remember the first time I tried, and this was like years of me smoking every day.
Yeah.
The first day I tried to just stop, I was sleeping and I was getting I had two fans on me. I was getting hot flashes. I took the cover off and I'm still getting hot flashes. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I just need to keep smoking. Maybe just keep it up.
It was bad. That couple year period where I wasn't like just smoking at all, I was going multiple days at a time without sleeping.
Yeah.
Like I just couldn't. Like I would lay down and I would just sit there in bed for hours.
It opens my mind.
It was just a waste of my time.
It's like super.
And I feel like that's a plant. It's natural, you know.
It's natural to a point. A lot of weed nowadays is all mixed with chemicals
and shit.
You got
different strains.
Yeah, you got to be very careful with the weed you smoke. Because just because it smells this smells like candy. Yeah, it's probably because it's fucking going to give you cancer in a couple. You know what I'm saying?
Glutathione or whatever the fuck chemicals. I don't know what chemicals that's.
So, I mean, with smoking weed, it brings out a creative side in you, you know, it makes you want to, shit doesn't piss me off as much, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Very true.
It definitely helps with artwork, too. A lot of artists.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I want you to ask fucking 90% of artists, do you smoke? Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. And it's really like, to me, weed is a part of art. If you think about it, because there's an art of rolling it, you got to roll it correctly.
All right, Snoop Dogg.
let's go on another day.
We're running out of time. Yeah. Well, this is another day. I do want to get into a show about art, too. It's good to be back, man. I hate the bye weeks
where
we miss.
Me too,
man. We miss.
That's why. Because we had a bye week.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense.
You forgot? You guys stood me up?
Yeah. I felt bad.
Now you let me know before.
My car was took a shit on me, so. Yeah.
No, you're fine. I was pretty banged up. Was I sick? I felt like shit. I ate something. I got food poisoning from a Burger King. That's right. But yeah, we back next week, same time, same place. Hopefully, we have the street racing guys are supposed to come on last week, but we're gonna have them on next week. And then I just booked somebody else for February. I'll get into that next week and tell y'all about
good,
that.
Man.
So yeah, catch you guys later.